Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Krohn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ray Krohn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Speak. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Fanning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. O'Connell moves to second. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krohn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krohn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Krohn covering, for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Tanner goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Crone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crone takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell strikes out. 1 out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Crone moves to second. 2 outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-1 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Crone covering, for the out. 1 out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crone fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to third. Long moves to second. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Tanner reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. Long scores. Morin moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Al Worthington now pitching. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-1 in the game. Jablonski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fanning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 1 in the game. Rush strikes out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 2 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speak. The throw from Thomas and he is out, Spencer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rush, and towards Morgan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Worthington covering, for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mays strikes out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Tanner takes first base on ball four. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan bunts towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Tanner moves to second. One out. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fanning hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington fires to third and has Tanner trapped. There's the throw to Spencer, who tags Tanner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-2 in the game. Rush strikes out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Cubs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Al Worthington. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Rhodes reaches second base with a double. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell is called out on strikes. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rhodes scores. It's 6-2, Cubs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Fanning settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Fanning. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Mueller moves to third. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Jablonski moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ramon Monzón now pitching. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Tanner strikes out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fanning hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards third. Adam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris pinch hits for Ramon Monzón. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.